The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5. Speaking of the art of getting through, this is how I get through the day. I have Ziggy the Wine Gallon here with a shaker.
Good Wednesday. Morning. Oh, yeah, I've got the shaker, all right.
How are you this morning?
I am doing fabulous. There was zero commute issues all the way from Zigtown into the studio, so that is always good.
Always good.
And good morning. It is Wine Wednesday, and I am your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Thank you to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets and Willoughby's Wine and Spirits. And now that you live in the hood, Mindy.
Yes.
Have you ever noticed when you shop at Oliver's that at the bottom of your receipt, it shows you how much money you spent on local things?
I heard you say that, but I hadn't noticed it. So I'm going to notice that from now on because
pretty cool.
I think it's phenomenal.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Anyway, so today we're going to shake it up. Or maybe we're going to stir it up because I think maybe now that I'm thinking about it, we should talk about that. And we're going to sip it, uncork some deliciousness. And, you know, Bloody Marys have been on my mind now for a few weeks. And it's because this Saturday, in only a few days, there's going to be the annual Bloody Mary competition. And it's held right on the Mendocino coast at Little River Inn. And I'm very excited. I'm going to be a judge. And tickets are still available. So I think the weather is going to be beautiful on Saturday. You should plan on heading up the Mendocino coast. It's not as far as you think. And come out to the Bloody Mary competition. There's going to be a lot of bartenders competing for the title of Best Bloody Mary. And so I'm very excited. I'm going to be judging along with two longtime colleagues of mine, legendary bartender Scott Beatty, basically the creator of the craft cocktail in this country, and is an incredible author, incredible mixologist and all the things, but an all-around great guy with a fabulous palate. So he is going to be a judge, as well as Sarah Schneider, who has been a girlfriend for many, many years. She was the editor at Sunset Magazine forever and ever and ever and ever until they got sold. Now she does a lot of wine and spirits writing for the Chronicle and for other publications. So we have a really great, solid team there to, you know, determine the best Bloody Mary. But also what's cool is if you go as a guest, if you buy a ticket, you also get to judge. And the People's Choice Award, the winner gets $500.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool. I thought about dropping out and just making one and then becoming a contestant, but I digress.
You'd be a ringer. I don't know if that would be fair.
But even though Bloody Marys are on my mind, if you want more information, you can go to littleriverinn.com to get tickets. I think they're $75. The competition begins at noon on Saturday. You can certainly email me and I can send you all the links. Ziggy@krsh.com. And even though those have been on my mind, I really thought I'd talk about the old fashioned this morning to kick off this wonderful morning show. You know, why the old fashioned? Well, first of all, it's a classic. And I love a good old fashioned, and I love a classic cocktail. You know, it's no secret that the martini actually really is my favorite cocktail, unless I'm drinking a Manhattan or an old fashioned or a Negroni or a margarita or any other thing. But, you know, I started thinking about the old fashioned, even though I was going to completely talk about something else. But last night I was kind of running through my notes for the show today, and I'm like, you know, I had the most disturbing cocktail two nights ago. And I rarely say that because pretty much everywhere I go, the it's a solid game for cocktails, right? But we were celebrating a girlfriend's birthday, and we, you know, went out to this really, really great old school restaurant where the hot hippie and I have been before. And I'm like, you know, it's just a cold, blustery, rainy night. I want an old fashioned. I'm feeling bourbon. I'm feeling rye. So I ordered an old fashioned, and it is like pretty much the easiest cocktail to make. And it's ridiculously hard to screw it up, except the other night. I mean, because there's basically three ingredients to an old fashioned, right? You get your bourbon or your rye whiskey. You've got, you know, your sweet, which typically is a sugar cube in this recipe, but you can use a simple syrup. Mm-hmm. And then you have your bitters. Like, that's it.
Right.
And this person was taking, you know, cherries and orange slices and muddling them up and then adding all this stuff. And then she filled the glass up with soda water. And I'm like, what's happening here? And so I just, I tasted it. I give it a go. And the hot hippie's like, is it gross? I go, it's pretty disgusting. Uh-oh. I'm not going to lie. So yeah. Anyway, the gal came back and I said, you know, it tastes like there's it's watered. I mean, this is the whole thing that went down. She goes, oh, yeah, I added lots of soda water to it. And I said, mm-hmm. So if you wouldn't mind making it without any water. Anyway,
right.
So I just thought, you know, let's talk about the old fashioned today and how easy it is to make. And should you stir it or is it a cocktail that you shake in a shaker?
Right. I mean, so, of course, we're thinking James Bond, shaken, not stirred.
Right. And that was in regards to a martini. And even still, I'm a stir it martini, not a shake it. Only okay. because, you know, it's a spiritus drink. There's no juice added to it or sweet or any of those things or sour. So I want to be able to taste the spirits. So if you shake it, the more you shake a cocktail, the more watered down it's going to get.
Right, because of the ice. That's why you're shaking it, so it's very, very cold.
Right. I saw a friend post a picture of Manhattan yesterday on his Facebook page, but it had all these ice, you know, floating on the top of the drink, and that's called ice on the pond. I said, I see you have a lot of ice on the pond. Are you using quality bourbon or rye? Anyway, little bit of a digression. So here's how you're going to make the perfect cocktail. For the old-fashioned. Now, you don't even need a cocktail shaker, which is so brilliant about this cocktail. You can make it right in the glass,
oh, okay.
which is really, really easy. So you're going to grab what's literally called an old-fashioned glass, you know, or a double-sized rocks glass, and you're going to...
Is that a shorter glass?
Yeah, it's like, you know, one that you just hold in your hand that you maybe right. you get a margarita on the rocks on. But
gotcha.
Yeah, so it's typically called an old-fashioned or a rock-style glass. You're going to put in your ice, your sugar cube, and then put in like 3 to 4, maybe 5 drops of bitters. You can use Agnister, which is pretty well known. I tend to use Flora Luna, which is a local women-owned company.
Yay.
And since we're talking about Women's History Month this month, she is the owner and all good things for Flora Luna. And she makes an orange bitters that I love in Ooh. An old-fashioned. So I use her handcrafted orange bitters from Flora Luna. And I add like, you know, I'm pretty generous. So I add, you know, 3, 4, 5 drops of her orange bitters. And then I take a muddler and I muddle that sugar cube up so that it's mixing, you know, the bitters with the sweet. Now, you don't have to use a sugar cube. If you want to use simple syrup, completely fine. You know, some people are persnickety about textures of drinks, and
right.
I am one of them. You can add a little teaspoon of water if you want the sugar cube to, you know, kind of dissolve a little bit faster. Or you could just use a teaspoon of simple syrup. So that's basically all you do. Then you add the bourbon or rye, and you stir it, and then you add an ice cube, like a large cube or sphere, like Abstract Ice. You can buy those now. Already pre-made ice is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Also locally made from Petaluma. And then just give it a stir, and you're going to garnish with a fresh orange peel. And what I like to do is I take the orange peel and then I will actually kind of twist the orange peel on top of the cocktail, on top of the ice, so that it releases the orange oil
nice.
Onto the cocktail. It's so easy to make. And like I said, ridiculously hard to screw up, but you don't need to add any other
right.
ingredients. Like, this is all there is to it. So again, your old-fashioned glass, you're going to place a sugar cube, and you're going to put in like 3 to 4 drops or dashes of bitters, and then you're going to muddle it, or you can put in a teaspoon of simple syrup instead, and then you're going to add 2 ounces of bourbon if you like it boozy,
mm-hmm.
or you can just add a jigger, which is a shot glass, which is 1.5 ounces, of bourbon or rye, and then stir it, put in a cube, and then stir it again, and then your orange twist garnish. Like, it couldn't be any easier.
It's perfect. I think sometimes, I'm sure you can speak more to this, but people overcomplicate, you know, they're thinking we have to get fancy maybe because we have to compete.
Right.
Or
right.
they just don't have good ingredients, but I find a lot of
well,
people
there's
are
that.
Trying to over, you know, we talked about Bloody Marys, and you've got these toppings
I know
for a mile.
I know. And last week on Wine Wednesday, I had Callie Dim, who is the proprietress, fifth generation proprietress of Little River Inn. And she talked about that's actually one of the awards that they give for the Bloody Mary
right.
is the garnishing. And I'm like, you know, I want to have a cocktail that's easy to drink. I don't want to have to pick apart lunch and dinner on
that's
top
true.
Of the cocktail, then drink it.
It's
but
the
that's
celery,
just
it's
me.
The bacon, it's the, right, all of that.
The celery is easy if you can just use it as a stir or a big, large, you know, piece of black pig bacon or something that you can use to stir the cocktail.
Yeah.
But of course, with Women's History Month and always year round, I love to talk about women distillers. So if you're making an old fashioned, which is the perfect drink to warm you up on all these cold nights
yes.
we've been having, Spirit Works Distillery is women-owned and women distiller. And Ashby actually owns it together with her husband, Timo. But Ashby is the distiller, and she makes fabulous bourbon and fabulous rye.
I love that.
Fabulous, fabulous. And then there's Elk Fence Distillery in Santa Rosa, the only distillery actually in Santa Rosa. And also a woman there that is a distiller owner, which is very, very cool. And they make some great brown liquor.
I heard you say femme-led the other day, mm-hmm. and I stole that.
You did?
I stole that for my Facebook.
There you go. And you're welcome.
Thank you. I'm admitting publicly that I stole it from you.
Thinking about all things femme and femme-led, we're going to talk about Carol Shelton for my wine of the week. And Carol is just this like marvelous woman. And her winery, Carol Shelton Wines, she is, of course, woman-owned and woman winemaker. And she is, as far as I know, last time I checked, which I'm checking all the time, she is the most awarded female winemaker in the country.
Wow.
I mean, she wins awards for every single wine she makes. Incredible. And she makes them right here in Sonoma County. But yet they're nationally distributed.
Right.
Widely distributed here throughout California for sure. And she makes this really great old vine Zinfandel she calls Wild Thing.
Ooh.
And I love this wine. And for nights like we've been having that have just been rainy, cold, chilly, hail, you know, and just crazy snow on the mountaintops, I just am looking for a warm you up kind of wine. I made a huge pot of chili the other night, and this is like the perfect pairing with that.
Nice.
And I like my chili a little bit spicy,
mm-hmm.
so I want a wine that's gonna, you know, work well with that. So in other words, I'm not pouring a Sauvignon Blanc and having a big bowl of spicy red chili.
Right.
I mean, that's just me though, you know. But I found this for under $16 a bottle at several places here in Sonoma County. And that is a steal of a deal. And as we honor women in particular this month, although I like to honor women all the time,
yes.
Carol Shelton is just a rock star in my book. And this Old Vine Zin, this Wild Thing Zin, it's just got these rich, spicy aromas. It pairs superbly well with just a book by the fireplace.
Perfect. I love that.
It's got juicy flavors of plums and raspberries and kind of a briary texture. You get lots of notes of peppercorns in it. It's just the spicy component for me. I got some cigar box and baking spices and black cherries on the finish. It's just a really delicious, well-made Zinfandel that's not one of these over-the-top and alcohol. It's super balanced. And again, what a steal of a deal price-wise.
Absolutely.
And just the perfect wine for this time of year. Of course, I would buy a case of it, though, because I'm thinking also fast forward to summertime when I'm barbecuing. It's also a great wine for that.
Right.
You know, but Carol Shelton, Wild Thing, Old Vine Zin, she gets the fruit from this wonderful vineyard up in Mendocino County. And again, I found it for really, really cheap and cheerful price.
Perfect. Cheap and cheerful.
We like that.
Yes.
And so anyway, we've talked about old fashions. Should you stir a cocktail? Should you shake it? And, you know, there are reasons for shaking a cocktail for sure, mixing the ingredients. And there's a lot of reasons why you should just stir a cocktail, especially if you're spending a lot of money on, you know, a beautiful handcrafted bottle of spirits, whether it's gin or bourbon or whatever it is. Do you really want to ice it down? Isn't the point that you really want to taste the booze?
Right.
I'm just saying. And, you know, the cool thing about the old fashioned is that when you're really making it correctly, it's going to be in harmony, right? So you've got these three elements. You've got the whiskey, the bitters, and the sweet. And a properly made old-fashioned shouldn't taste sweet, nor should it taste bitter, nor overwhelmingly of whiskey. It should be completely balanced, even mm-hmm. though the majority of what you have in your glass is whiskey. But once you add the little bit of bitters and the little bit of sweet, all of a sudden harmony is there. And as we wrap up Wine Wednesday, here's a little fun fact. The old fashioned, as we know it today, comes from an early mixed drink that was simply called the whiskey cocktail.
Okay.
And it was thought to be popularized in the 1700s.
Ooh.
And when it was fashionable to add a few dashes of bitters, they did. And it came to be after years and years that people would go into, you know, a speakeasy or whatever, into a bar and say, I'd like the drink the old-fashioned way, you know, when you add the bitters to it.
Ah, that's where it started.
And so adding bitters to a glass of whiskey, and then eventually, of course, we add a little bit of sweet that balances the bitters, and you're only adding a teaspoon of simple syrup or one sugar cube. It's right. Not a lot. But, you know, my little important twist is that when you do have the orange twist, that you actually, you know, the orange peel, you actually twist it on top of the cocktail to release the oils right before you serve it.
Perfect.
Makes
great
it special.
Tip.
All right. So next Wednesday, we have another chock full show for you because it'll be the Wednesday leading up to St. Patty's Day. So, you know, top of the morning, I might be a girl coming in with the cocktails and the spirits. And you know what the Irish say? If you don't start drinking in the morning, you can't drink all day. So have a great Wednesday. I'll see everybody up at Little River Inn this Saturday.
See you on Saturday.
Cheers.